The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and that was the former vice president of the United States. That wasn't some surreptitiously recorded audio. There is actually video of him at a public event where he laughed, he joked. Son of a gun, I told the Ukrainian government to do something they didn't want to do, or I wouldn't give them the $1 billion of U.S. aid that was coming to them. And surprise, surprise, they did it. They acquiesced. And what was that demand? Was it to, oh, I don't know, help us in some foreign war? Was it to run down, arrest, and extradite some international terrorist to the United States? No, my friends. Joe Biden, the man who wants to be president today, wanted the Ukrainian government to fire their own prosecutor who was just investigating a company called Burisma, the same gas company that had hired Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Not for a real job, a no-show job that gave him more than $80,000 a month. A man who was kicked out of the Navy for drug use, had no experience, none whatsoever, in either the energy sector or in Central or Eastern Europe. And his position had to be protected. We're just going to help you garner all the rhetorical ammunition you need to help others understand who this man is. It's like prestidigitation. It's like magic. I love magic. As a child, I used to learn card tricks and, you know, hide the penny, the cup game, and everything like that. This is another kind of magic. It's the magic of a man who's been in politics front and center. On Capitol Hill as a senator, as a vice president, now as potentially the presidential nominee for the Democrat Party, who has done so many corrupt things that he's not ashamed of them, that he comes back again and again and again. And like some mesmerist, like a hypnotist, he makes America forget what it is he has done before, whether it's the racism, whether it's the corruption, whether it's just being an awful human being. And as if he came out unscathed from all of those prior instances, he wants us to believe him again. But we won't let him. Let's remind the world of who this man is. The last time he ran for president, in 1988, that's how swamp infested this man is. He had to withdraw. He had to cancel. What is it they say here? What's the swamp language? Suspending his campaign. Why? Because he was caught red-handed, stealing the words, the ideas of another politician. Not from his own party, not from another party here in America, but the head of the left-wing Labour Party in the UK, Neil Kinnock. A Welshman. I knew him. He lived down the road from me. A Welshman who grew up in the valleys of Wales, whose family actually worked in the coal mines of Wales. But Joe Biden thought, I am just going to take whole paragraphs of that British politician's speech about his family down the coal mines and use it in my speeches. And before the age of the internet, he was caught. But now he's running again. If you missed it, if you forgot it, if you're just too young, here it is. Joe Biden and the original Neil Kinnock speech episode. Chat. Play cut 9.
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family to be able to get to university?
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
And he had to, quote unquote, suspend his campaign. Why are we letting him run again? He's lied about his degrees. He's lied about his qualifications. Oh, and he's lied. If you are pro-law enforcement, if you're pro-the military, he's lied about his interactions with the heroes of our armed forces, about pinning medals in war zones. Again, Joe Biden, cut 12.
Pinned medals on, silver stars on soldiers up in the upper Konar Valley in the middle of a firestorm the poor guys have gone through. Four-star general asked me whether I'd go up into the FOB. Now everybody got concerned, a vice president going up in the middle of this, but there were, we can lose a vice president. We can't lose many more of these kids. Not a joke. This guy climbed down a ravine, carried this guy up on his back under fire, and the general wanted me to pin the silver star on him. I got up there and stand. It's the God's truth. My word is a Biden. He stood at attention. I went to pin him. I said, sir, I don't want the damn thing. Do not pin it on me, sir. Please, sir. Do not do that. He died.
Lies. Just lies. There was no silver star. There was no general demanding that Joe Biden go to the FOB, the forward operating base in Konar Valley, like some special James Bond mission to pin that medal on that soldier. No. Oh, and for good measure, what did you hear him just say? That's the God's truth? What does that phrase even mean? The God's truth? And I give you my word as a Biden? My word as a Biden. Well, you now know what that word is worth. Absolutely nothing. He's corrupt. He is the quintessence of the swamp. And he'll lie, steal, and cheat. And he must never be allowed to hold public office again, let alone the highest position in the land. Are you doing what it takes to get Donald Trump reelected as president? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sage advice, sage advice. I need to ask your opinion, guys. Just text me. I didn't give you the rundown. Do you like having a little menu, a little teaser of what we have in store for you for the next 3 hours? Or do you just want to be surprised? Text me on our PatriotMobile.com text line, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. We have Dr. Ben Carson coming on, Peter Schweitzer, Lord Conrad Black, Congressman Doug Collins, the patriarch of the Duck Dynasty family, Phil Robertson, and former Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland. But to kick it all off, it's a man who likes to collect chainsaw bayonets, allegedly. And I love that it says on his bio on Twitter he was a presidential campaign vet. I'm not sure what animals you were looking after, but I think I understand. He is the co-founder of one of our favorite websites out there. It's The Federalist, and he is Sean Davis. Sean, welcome back to America First.
Thank you for having me.
How large is your chainsaw bayonet collection? I just need to know.
Oh, the collection contains multitudes, Sebastian.
a myriad of chainsaw bayonets. One of these days, I will have to see your collection. Follow him right now, Sean M. Dav, and check out thefederalist.com. You can follow them on Twitter, FDRLST. But first, let's get Sean's input on, you just think they can't get any worse. And they did. There is a man called Jeremy Dimon who works for CNN covering the White House. And when the president announced yesterday that one of the locations where he may be giving his acceptance speech for the Republican nomination for the presidential election this November, this was the official, quote-unquote, journalistic response from CNN. Eric, play video cut four.
And Pam, we've reported that President Trump is considering delivering his GOP nomination acceptance speech from the White House. But amid some criticism of that potential venue, the president is now floating another one. This time, he's talking about the hallowed Civil War battlefield in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. But that could be controversial, too, particularly because this is a president who has consistently positioned himself as a defender of Confederate symbols and monuments to Confederate generals. Pam?
Yeah, that's a fair point to make.
Yeah, a fair point, Sean. I know I'm an immigrant to the United States. I think I know my American history quite well, but remind us, Sean, which side won at Gettysburg?
That's what was so great about that clip, is I don't think the reporter understood that it was an overwhelming Union victory, that the Confederacy was slaughtered in one of the most consequential battles in that entire war. To go and say that Gettysburg is somehow this Confederate monument and homage to the Confederacy requires either just monumental dishonesty or abject ignorance and stupidity.
Yeah, it truly is stunning how they have a narrative and everything must be distorted and squeezed into that narrative. I don't know if you've seen it, but just this morning, based upon a discussion he had on his podcast, John Solomon said, the founder of Just the News, said that we have to have a radical rethink of the White House Press Association, the Correspondents Association. Do you think it's time, Sean, after these kinds of incidences?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I've said for a while, my biggest problem with the media isn't just that they're biased, which they clearly are. They're left-wing partisans. They're in it for one reason. But an actual bigger problem is that they're just plain stupid and ignorant. You can fix bias. You can't fix stupid. And so that's why I think it's so important to change the way, you know, we incentivize and do journalism. And what the White House does now by granting a monopoly to the White House Correspondents Association to just pick and choose who they want to let into their little club. We've seen how that works out, and it's not working. So we obviously need something new. Maybe it's Solomon's idea for a competitor. Maybe the White House needs to just, you know, credential reporters individually instead of leaving it to the Correspondents Association. But what they're doing now is a farce.
Yeah, it is, especially when people like Brian Karem gets a hard pass, gets a permanent pass to the White House because, hey, he works for Playboy. He's Sean Davies, co-founder of The Federalist. Let's put up that article by John Solomon on our Twitter and Facebook feeds, Eric, and also our list of the 14 most influential websites out there. It's a hugely popular article, and it includes The Federalist very near the top. In the last few minutes we have with you, Sean, talk to us about the what some people are saying is the most influential factor in the last 83 days. It's not going to be the economy. It's not going to be numbers of COVID cases in various states across America. The biggest influence on the next election will be big tech censorship of social media. Do you share that view, Sean?
I do. I think between big tech and the media, they're your big twin towers of evil there heading into this election. And we know Google said back in, I think, 2016, shortly after, they wanted to make sure 2016 didn't happen again. And now we've seen it happen with Breitbart, where they've been cut off. If you search for stories that they broke, they don't even show up on the website. You had Google try and deplatform my company, try to ban us from selling ads using their software. You have Twitter talking about banning the president, regularly censoring him. And what has happened is that while the internet initially was awesome for political commentary and news because it eliminated the gatekeepers and allowed anyone to come in and talk, the gatekeepers now are furious. And old media, the legacy corporate outlets, they lost control of it. And they look to big tech and they say, hey, these guys can actually give us those gates back. They can put a filter back on the internet, and they're clearly trying to do it. And it's a huge problem when you have these monopolies controlling massive swaths of the entire industry, using their market power to bludgeon their political foes and hide information they don't want people to see.
So what's the right response? What is the Federalist doing with regards to the way you have been throttled or attacked? And what do you think is the right response from government as conservatives who do not want massive intrusion in the private sector?
Right. Well, one reason I think people are so concerned about this is they're tired of hearing, oh, it's the free market. You can't do anything to the free market. Google's a free company and a private company. This is all true. But we also have government action to help prevent the kinds of things that monopolies have done to people and to consumers for years and years and decades and generations. Monopolies are bad. Monopolies exploit people. Monopolies take advantage of their power to screw their users, their consumers, and their competitors. And what you have here are massive monopolies using their power to effectively squelch any sort of free speech in this country. So I don't think it's really all that ridiculous to ask the government and regulators to come in and do exactly what they did to the Bells, the Ma Bells. You don't get to have this massive telecom monopoly over the entire country. So go in and start breaking them up so that Google can't control search and mobile and ads and, you know, mobile OSs and browsers. Start breaking them up so they can't use that market power they have anymore to squelch speech that just happens to disagree with their own political views.
I actually remember when there was one phone company in the United States. Maybe that is the model. The question is, will the baby Bells, will the baby Googles suddenly be conservative or just unbiased? That is harder to predict. Follow him right now, Sean M. Dav, on Twitter, and read The Federalist every single day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Call us on 833-33-GORKA. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants you to have a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to a very select group of supporters, and you're one of them. All you have to do is text Gorka to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat and own a piece of history. Yes, signed by the president. Again, that's G-O-R-K-A to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. This was paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. Families hanging white flags outside their doors as an indication they've run out of food. For families in Guatemala and the other countries food for the poor serves, COVID-19 is more than just a medical crisis. Because access to food has been cut off by the restrictions of the pandemic, even families accustomed to working hard to take care of their children today hear their children beg them for something to eat. Informal markets are shut down. Curfews are in place. Crops can't be planted, and parents can't even earn the couple of dollars a day they relied on to provide for their children. Today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor and you to get emergency food relief into the hands of the most vulnerable, the children. Your one-time gift of $111 provides three children emergency food relief for the next 6 months. A one-time gift of $185 feeds five children for 6 months. Make your most generous gift today by calling 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or you can give online at sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com by clicking the red emergency food relief banner. Make a difference for a child at sebgorka.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Did you get that? To all our listeners out there in black America, I just want to make sure that you understand what Joe Biden thinks of you.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Oh, and if you're a black journalist and you're asking him a question, this is what he thinks of you, maybe because you're black?
No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
He is a crotchety old man who happens to be one of the most corrupt members of the swamp. He's incompetent, he's corrupt, and also he's been in politics for 47 years. And he's supposed to be the face of change. All right. That's the serious stuff. We will be peppering the show. I've got them loaded into my soundboard, my instant replay, just so that you have everything you need when somebody says, yeah, that Joe Biden, he seems so nice. But let's have some fun as well. Somebody was being arrested in Portland. And I guess one of the police officers has decided to use the SJW, the social justice warrior language, the politics of identity against the snowflakes. Because the female protester was being patted down for weapons by somebody who looked like a male police officer. When one of the protesters' friends asked a question, and the response was priceless. Cut six.
Is there a female officer present while you're patting her down?
What's that?
Do you have a female officer present while you're patting her down?
Nope. How do you know that I don't identify as a female?
How do you know? How dare you assert my gender? How do you know that I don't identify as a woman? How long? Why did it take so long for somebody to do that? I think, you know what? I know why it happened. It's because of what the president did when he said, what was it, 2 days ago? It's a peaceful protest, right? That you can't gather together without masks. And he said, it's a protest, I think. We are learning. We are learning, my friends. If you haven't done so already, will you please go to MyPillow.com, support this great patriot, this man who has created the most popular pillow in the world, 51 million of them sold, and he's going to give you a massive discount, up to 50% off if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, Mike Lindell's incredible products, 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. Let's go to our first call of the day, John in California, line one. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Sebastian. I wanted just to thank you for what you've done, for getting the truth out about Biden. I'm one of those rare people where I was a Green Beret, served two tours in Vietnam with MACD-SOG, and then spent 20 years as working as a reporter in local newspapers. And you, in the past, you've really done outstanding, accurate reporting on the Green Berets, more so than anybody else in communications. I wanted to thank you for that. And for today, your critique on the media is so spot on. It really is amazing. I just want to thank you.
Well, that's very kind. From MACD-SOG to journalist. I don't know many people who've done that unless they went to work for Soldier of Fortune magazine. So that's incredible.
I worked with Robert K. Brown
for
several years. Yes, sir.
You worked
for Colonel
Brown. So what made you become a journalist? I just have to ask. What made you a journalist, John?
Well, after I had to go back to school after my time in the military, and I stumbled into journalism at the local newspaper because nobody was writing about the conservative side, about politics in 1971. I had my column saying Nixon was right about the incursion back to Cambodia. I was there in 68 and 69. Running missions across the fence.
Well, will you do me a favor, John? I'm up against a hard break, but I want to talk to you offline. Will you stay on the line so I can find out more about you? I want to catch up with you. Will you stay on the line, John?
I'd be honored. Yes, sir.
All right. Stand by, and we will continue the discussion in the break. You can pitch in if you are. You can listen in on YouTube because we just do that for some reason. But we are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios, Relief Factor. I am indebted to Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind this incredible product that is providing relief today, right now, to tens of thousands of Americans. And guess what? You could be the next one. This is a product that is drug-free and attacks the source of your pain, which is the inflammation. Don't wait any longer. Order the 3-week quick starter pack and find out if you could be like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. I can't wait to see how I feel in a couple of more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Find out if it could work for you. Go to ReliefFactor.com Order the three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Take it morning and evening for 3 weeks. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and night, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to find out if you could be the next Relief Factor success story. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Retired neurosurgeon. How cool is that? To say that on your bio, retired neurosurgeon. Who could I be talking about? The Secretary for Housing and Urban Development. Of course, Dr. Ben Carson should be joining us momentarily. But first, I have to say a word of thanks, of deepest gratitude to you, our listeners. Beyond all expectation, you have knocked it out of the park. Almost $30,000 donated already to the children who are hungry across our hemisphere in our Food for the Poor campaign. In just over a week, incredible results. Listen to a mother in Guatemala about how dire the conditions are and how you are helping.
That's the main thing that we have.
Okay. I tell them that today we cannot eat, but another day we will have food. Yeah, we need to work in order to have food to put in our plate. I ask God for help for my children and to give us bread to have each day something to eat.
She prays to God so that she will have food to give her children. Well, you could answer that prayer right now by going to my website. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Emergency Food Relief banner and make a donation today. In any amount, it doesn't matter. But let me give you one figure. A one-time donation of $37 will provide three meals a day for one of these starving children for 6 months. Please make a difference. It's modern missionary work. You could save a life. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, click on the Emergency Food Relief banner, or just call Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. I thank you for all the donations already. Let's continue to help as many as we can. He is a retired neurosurgeon, but you know him better as the Secretary for Housing and Urban Development. He is a champion for the American dream. He is Dr. Ben Carson. Secretary Carson, welcome back to America First.
Thank you. It's always good to be with you.
An amazing weekend of decisions, a flurry of action being taken by the president and his team when it comes to responding to the Chinese virus, the coronavirus, which also affects people in America who are renting their homes, renting where they live. Could you talk to us about your role and the department's role in the response to this pandemic?
Well, you know, fortunately, there are those who really do want to respond and don't want to use this as a political hockey puck. And what the president has asked us to do is to look at all of the mechanisms and policies and authorities that we have in order to prevent evictions. Now, what should be recognized immediately is that for months people have been predicting horrible things with evictions, and it hasn't occurred so far. And that's because, for one thing, the American people are a lot more responsible than anybody gives them credit for. And even though we have been, you know, supplying some extra money to the CARES Act, many people have had to really tighten their belts and have been quite responsible about meeting their obligations. Having said that, also recognize that a large number of the people that we support at HUD are elderly or disabled individuals. About 60% of the multifamilies. So those people are basically on fixed incomes, fixed subsidies. And those really leave them in very good shape in this kind of situation because, you know, no matter what's going on with everybody else, they're receiving their subsidies and they're having their rent taken care of. For some of the others, because we insure the properties or provide subsidies to the tenants, we can require and continue to require that they provide forbearance to the individuals who are affected, including not evicting them. The same thing, you know, goes for foreclosures on single-family housing. So we're looking at all of those things as well as the extra CARES Act funding that we have to bridge the gaps wherever they exist.
It must be such a relief to those people to know that they are safe despite everything that the Chinese virus has done to ravage our nation and the globe. Let me ask a broader question, if I may, in the last few minutes we have with you. Please follow him right now. He's Dr. Ben Carson at Secretary Carson on Twitter. You have been through the ringer. You have been through the crucible of fire as a member of the Trump administration. But did you ever, despite your personal experience, did you ever expect in America to see such political exploitation of a crisis as we have seen in the last few months?
Well, I am surprised that it has occurred with the rapidity that we've seen. And it's almost as if people had a plan prepared and were just waiting for an excuse to enact it. And unfortunately, a lot of people have been pulled into, acting out, and they don't really even know what they're acting out about. And, you know, initially what started as protests regarding George Floyd, I think probably a lot of the people you're protesting don't even know his name.
Yeah.
And this is really very unfortunate. And it's a matter of pitting people against each other. The identity politics has just gone crazy. And you think back to Dr. Martin Luther King and what he was able to accomplish through nonviolent protests. The biggest social changes ever to occur in our country came through nonviolent protests. What would he be saying if he were here today? I mean, he talked about dreaming of a time when people would be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And here we have a situation where everything is about identity politics and dividing people up on superficial characteristics.
It is the opposite. It is a rejection. It is the antithesis of what the Reverend Martin Luther King left us as his legacy. Follow him right now at Secretary Carson. He is Dr. Ben Carson, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And find out the information you need at hud.gov/coronavirus. God bless you and your bride, Candy. Thank you, Dr. Carson. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. This is the product for you if you are suffering from daily pain and have not found relief any other way. This drug-free product is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans as we speak, me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I am still pain-free. Don't you want to know if that could be your story? It's so easy to find out how. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And by the time you get to the end of those 3 weeks, I promise you it's Dr. G's guarantee. You will know if it works for you like it works for me. What have you got to lose? Don't wait any longer. You deserve to find out. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Poor kids are just as talented and bright as white kids. Yeah, that's the man who thinks you should vote for him to become the president of the United States. Joe Biden, a racist, a man who praised segregationist bigots and called them fine gentlemen, a man who relentlessly attacked Clarence Thomas when he was nominated to join the Supreme Court. And why? Because he dared to be black and a conservative. Let's go to a good friend in Los Angeles, Brent, line two. Welcome to America First.
Hello, America's great warrior, Gorka.
Thank you, my friend. What brings you to our show today?
Well, I was thinking, it's not so much that Biden is a buffoon, a fraud, a bigot, or a blowhard. It is that he is a complete coward. He is too scared to come out of his basement to make a speech, to debate, to even make a call. He won't even talk to CNN, ABC, CBS, or NBC, not to mention you or Rush or Mark or Dennis. I pondered the courage.
That would be fun. Wouldn't that be fun to get Sleepy Creepy on the show? Oh, my gosh, Brent.
Well, just to exhibit any form of courage. And so I ponder the courage of past presidents like George Washington at Valley Forge or Andrew Jackson at the Battle of New Orleans, Ulysses S. Grant at Shiloh or Vicksburg, Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders, President Eisenhower at D-Day, John Kennedy at PT-109 in the South Pacific, or George Bush in World War II being shot down. And Biden is scared of the flu?
Yeah. No, but it's more than that. He's a coward when it comes to all the big issues of the day, whether it's coronavirus, whether it's China, whether it's the radicals. I mean, I think you've nailed on. I'm gonna have to add this to the repertoire of things we have to say about Biden. It's not just corrupt. He's not just senile. He's a coward, Brent. You're absolutely right.
Yes. He's just a disgrace.
Yeah. God bless you, Brent. Thank you. You always bring something extra to the table. We're going to add that he is also a coward. A coward, not because he won't come on this show or Rush's show, but because, most of all, because he has surrendered to the extremists. He surrendered to the radicals. And that man cannot be allowed to become president. Are you helping Donald Trump? Have you volunteered? Go today, DonaldJTrump.com. Make calls for the president from the safety and comfort of your home. Go to TrumpTalk.gop. Be part of the solution, not just another bystander. Back with Peter Schweitzer, Lord Conrad Black, Congressman Doug Collins, and Phil Robertson.